Why do you think it's a good idea to believe God is good and that His goodness lives in us through Christ as a constant? There are many facets to this, but the first one that comes to mind is, if, God forbid, He were not good, He would still be God. But fortunately for everybody, He is good, and His goodness is the standard by which we live. If we want to know goodness, we must know God, and there is no way to understand what true goodness is without knowing God. Often we simply can't grasp the picture of our existence in a wide enough view to see God's goodness in our lives. For many of us, our vision simply isn't wide enough. I say, let us ask the Lord to increase our depth of field. It is about the width of view at a certain distance and is used to describe the optics in binoculars concerning the quality of the instrument. Lord, increase our depth of field to see your everlasting goodness upon the earth. Amen. As previously stated, for many, it seems goodness is just hard to see from where we are standing. Many years ago, when I was in the service, I went to a small Persian rug factory in Italy. I'd always been fascinated by the intricate patterns and incredible artistry involved, and in that little business, I'd heard they made some of the world's most beautiful rugs, all hand-dyed, hand-knotted, 100% wool. Very expensive. As I walked through the area where all the work was going on, it was just so quiet. Everyone was very focused. Goodness leaves its mark. In every kind word and every good deed, His goodness is infused in it and passed on to the world around us. Once I had a dream where I awoke in the middle of the night and walked into the kitchen. There, on the table, in the middle of the room, were glowing bottles of olive oil, sort of illuminated by the moonlight that was coming in the window. One bottle was a little more than half full, and the other looked to be more exactly half full. For some reason, I thought to condense the two bottles into one. I poured the one into the other, but was left with about a third left over. In the dream, I wondered to myself what I was going to do with the extra. I shrugged my shoulders nonchalantly and decided to drink it, so I did just that. When I drank the remaining oil, instantly I faintly glowed like the olive oil glowed, and when I walked out of the kitchen, as I looked back, in my footsteps was a fine oil footprint on the floor, which also faintly glowed. Where I had been in the kitchen, I could see the faint glow of oil on everything I had touched with my hands and every place I had stepped. It was the goodness of God, the oil of anointing. No, more, it was an unction, the thick paste of anointing. That is how God's goodness is in us, and that is a visualization of how goodness as a fruit of the Spirit looks from a spiritual perspective as we go forward into the world with the gospel of Jesus in our hearts. While grappling for understanding on my own part about goodness as a fruit of the Spirit, I've realized there are things of the Lord in which God Himself is the explanation and definition. The only way to communicate some of His attributes is by metaphor and figures of speech, using phrases like, it is like, similar to, or comparing one thing to another. Goodness subdues and coerces. Subduing by way of God being so good to us we can't help but love Him. And coercive, in that when God's goodness is poured out, even on the unbelieving, they are driven to their knees in honor of the King. Proverbs 25:21-22. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. God's goodness is never still like the wind. Day and night it is always moving. When the sun shines, it is moving up and down the hills, across oceans and deserts. Goodness is never still. The moon shines and the stars light up, and still it moves on. Even in darkness, when our eyes see nothing, God's goodness is still moving like the ocean waves. It is like when we are asleep. The forests and fields are still growing. We may not notice, but His goodness is always marching on. Romans 12, verse 3. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what He does for us, not by what we are and what we do for Him. Another aspect of goodness is that man cannot control it. The goodness of God which lives in us will always find a way to leak out of our cracks. I have long thought that God only uses cracked and broken things. In Luke 7, when a woman brought an expensive alabaster flask full of very expensive anointing oil, she broke the flask and poured the oil on Jesus. The oil ran out of the cracks and broken places all over everything. And isn't God's goodness like that? It just runs out of all our broken and cracked places everywhere we go, even when we aren't thinking about it. Of course, it helps if we just let the Holy Spirit flow and try not to control the proceedings. Even at that, His goodness has a way of coming out of us. Jesus has a way of turning things into redeeming situations because He is good, and the Holy Spirit is always working towards our good. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. God's goodness will never be restrained, not chained nor managed by man. It does what the Lord says and follows His will. Like the wind or the sea, it cannot be directed by man and is exclusively controlled by God. Man cannot alter it and cannot change it. Goodness goes before and after us like a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy are with me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't it beautiful that we get to possess this fruit of the Spirit? Goodness. It is the fruit of your character and life, evidence that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Think about it.